Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Hi, everybody. It's Rob Brown here, your show host of the Accounting Influencers podcast. And we have reached around 140 episodes over the last couple of years or so. Most podcasts don't make it past 10. So thank you to our supporters, sponsors, listeners and guests who have been sharing with us what makes the good accountants and the good accounting firms great. And all of our shows are interview based. And to complement those interviews in 2021, I'll be doing a monthly episode with just me sharing pearls of wisdom and insight our interviews have. And we talk to a range of experts, coaches, consultants, trainers, gurus, authors, influencers, advisors to the accounting profession, and pass that on to you. Also, I'll share with you nuggets from the Business Development Academy, which is the company I run. We train accountants to be confident, effective, strategic work winners, which is particularly important in these tough times. And on these monthly shows, I'll be focusing on the theme of growth with some sprinkles of future-proofing your career, your accounting firm, post-COVID recovery strategies, client experience, loyalty, changes in the buyer journey, positioning and pricing of your services, opening up new services and markets, and winning new business and standing out in competitive environments. It's a growth-related show, and these are the kind of topics that our currently 6,000 subscribers tell us that they want to hear about the most. So look out for those special Rob Brown monthly slots. And in this first one, let's reflect on what's been a crazy year and look ahead to what 2021 might bring the accounting profession. So with that in mind, nobody could have predicted what's happened this year. Plans have been ripped up, the emergence of Zoom and Teams online, with these meeting platforms, working from home, furloughing. Obviously, there's the deaths and devastation caused by COVID, but also the financial impacts and the mental health issues. And what I've seen is it's magnified the good and the bad in accounting firms. If you look at culture, people, technology, the move to digital and cloud, the processes within firms, the leadership, the priorities, these have all been put under the microscope and scrutinized in COVID times. And as I'll share with you in a moment, some firms have got this right, some firms have got this wrong. COVID has definitely accelerated or paralyzed some decisions. Some firms have pivoted quickly in weeks or even days. And I've been impressed by how swift some firms and networks have changed their strategies and models for a new world. Some of these firms have stepped up, made the right changes quickly, and done the things they know they should be doing. They were proactive, they've communicated effectively to their own people and to the clients. And these good firms have also invested quickly and strategically in the technology. They've accelerated any transitions to digital. But in contrast, other firms have taken backward steps. They shut the doors and appear to protect their own profits at the expense of their people and their clients. They stayed silent or just dumped ever-changing data into blogs and social media posts and called it thought leadership, which we all know it isn't. And these lower-performing firms showed a sticking-plaster approach to COVID, waiting for the storm to blow over, waiting for everything to get back to normal. Here's a newsflash. There is no return to normal. And the downsides I've seen of this year, mental health has been massive, Zoom fatigue, lack of human contact, deterioration of people's in-person social skills. We're not having those corridor and coffee conversations, are we? Mental resilience has been in short supply. Mental health and anxiety have come to the fore. Still, you've got to marvel at the enormous resilience of humans to cope and adapt in adversity. Now, there have been some upsides. COVID was shocking for sure, but there's been an incredible show of togetherness amongst members of the accounting profession, and firms, big and small, and individuals have shown an amazing capacity to change, which you wouldn't ordinarily associate with accountants who have been doing debits and credits the same way for millions of years, it seems. So as we come up to 2021, we know it's going to be a tough year. There will be some kind of global recession. Unemployment is going to be high. The landscape politically and regulation-wise is going to change. There's going to be financial hardship. Yeah, the vaccine is here, but COVID's not going away. I heard recently in the UK that the government are planning for what Christmas 2021 is going to look like for COVID and lockdown. So we know we're not meeting face to face anytime soon. And people say never waste a good crisis. there are going to be lots of opportunities for accountants to make a difference, change things for the better. And some have said that 2021 creates the perfect storm for accountants. And I did over lockdown a series of 24 panels with the leaders of global accounting networks, alliances, associations. You can find these on YouTube. I'll put some links in the show notes below. And you can look at what these leaders of leaders were telling us about the challenges their member firms are facing in 2020 and their predictions and prospects for 2021. We do know that clients and business owners who need accounting firms are looking for trusted advisors now more than ever. And the additional services accounting firms can offer, like advisory, is definitely going to offset the downward fee pressure and commoditization of that compliance work and the automation of a lot of basic accounting processes. We do know, if we look ahead to 2021, that there are going to be opportunities for firms who invest in two things. First, technology, second in people, upgrading their people skills, upgrading the work winning skills and leadership skills of their people, upgrading to digital and cloud. And hope is not a strategy, because if you don't get better, neither will your future. And waiting it out for calmer seas, as some firms are doing, is not an option. Going back to the old ways of doing things is going to create a competitive disadvantage for firms. What else are we going to see 2021? Well, opportunities for individuals who invest in their personal brand, their technical skills, their technological skills, their business acumen, their commercial skills, and their work winning skills, their selling skills, their people skills. People that invest in their own inventory of skills and their networks, their relationships, they're going to do well in 2021. They will adapt quicker to a virtual world, remote networking, remote working, remote selling, remote business development. It's a changed world. And if you don't change your skills, you're just going to fall behind. We're definitely going to see an unsettled landscape in the accounting world with a changing market, consolidation of firms, alliances, networks. Firms are buying and selling, specializing, diversifying, outsourcing, changing business models, and in physical premises, looking at different ways to resource their firm, different pricing models. And to conclude, there are reasons to be optimistic for next year. And the experience of previous economic crises, more recently in 2008-09, have shown that it is a great time to get on the front foot and make things happen. We've showed that remote virtual working is plausible. Now, with the technology, it makes for a more productive and effective, efficient way of working. No one's got 1-2 hour commutes anymore. I know we miss the office. I know we miss the face-to-face and visiting clients, but there is an alternative way to do it. So where does that bring us to? Growth and recovery are now top of the agenda in the boardrooms of accounting firms. And they are going to need to refill pipelines, increase share of wallet with existing clients and brand new clients to kickstart growth in the next 12 months. And there are opportunities to bring in new clients that have not been served well by their current advisors. Those firms have not been proactive enough. They perhaps don't have the expertise, the commercial skills to serve their business clients in the new complexity of the post-COVID world. So you have opportunities to pick up business if you have the skills to do so. And with growth in mind, if you want to chat through your firm's business development and growth plans for 2021 and beyond and upskill your people to bring in new business in these virtual times, reach out to me on LinkedIn and we'll start a conversation. And also go to the website bdacademy.pro for a free 30-minute video training called Winning Business in Tough Times, where I share with you the three major shifts that accountants need to make to be successful in 2021. And finally, remember to check out our sister podcast, Accounting Leaders, which interviews managing partners and heads of functions in large accounting firms, plus leaders of global accounting networks, alliances, associations. And we talk about their journey, their leadership and career stories, and get their take on what's happening in the accounting world right now. So in closing, here's to an incredible 2021. There will be challenges, it will be tough, but people that endure, stay mentally strong, upskill, will have the best opportunities. Thank you for subscribing, for listening, for sharing. Have a great year. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.